the wrong thing. There it is. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and this is where we talk about anything and everything to do with archery in the state of Georgia and Georgia archers, wherever they may shoot. And my fearless sidekick right here, Robbie Surface. How are you doing, buddy?
I am good, brother. How are you?
Oh, I am doing awesome. I had to put me some green lights in the back, too, because, you know.
I saw that.
Trying to be like you, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a whole lot of other people out there that I'd rather want to be like.
I hear you. So, what's going on, brother? How's the week been?
Oh, dude, it's been good. Just working. just doing the whole work thing.
Yeah, I feel you. I didn't take a day off.
Yeah, no, I think y'all had some advancements or something or other going on over there that I saw.
It's pretty slick.
It looks good.
I'm not going to lie. We remodeled the showroom, and the layout is, it's pretty nice.
It looks good.
But it was 2 days of hard work moving all the furniture, moving all the stuff, and some, you know, sawing and screwing and, you know, putting up
building. Some, y'all were just building.
Oh man, we were definitely Bob the Builder for sure. But you know, it's that time of year. Let's see, I got a Matthews order in. Some of them their bottom lands showed up today, so that's long awaited for several people. So we got everything about right where it needs to be. We're, you know, making sure prices are on stuff, this, that, and the other. But, and let's see. I didn't do nothing. It rained like anything under the sun. So it was.
You're telling me.
I know. Your driveway show is sweet, ain't it?
Right. Last night we had to leave wifey's truck up at the shop and just ride home in mine. I had to take her to the shop this morning so she could go to work.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was nasty, nasty weather.
Ooh, yes, it was.
But, you know, that was a good thing that we was inside, right?
Cause, Yeah, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Uh-huh. And there was, a lot of folks that were getting wet slinging arrows.
I seen a few pictures from some of the local guys today.
Oh, my
God. It was nasty. God.
I got some pictures. Let's see, Afrero, Gabriella's dad, Alon sent, showed me some pictures and I was like, I didn't want to post these. He said, I was like, did you get a boat? You know,
They needed it.
John boat would have floated across that thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They needed it.
It was crazy, but, that's what the, catching up doing. Oh, did you see the little, tidbit that, got posted today with Scott Parrott and
a
throwback archery tip.
Yeah, I saw that.
He looked a little younger.
Yeah, so, and he was shooting a different kind of bow.
Yeah, he was. Sure was. But, like we talked about, there was this little bitty tournament down there in Russell County, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few.
I was going to say some Georgians showed up.
Oh, yeah. There was a few Georgians showed up. Let's see. The second Pro-Am of the year, Russell, I think it was the Darton Black Eagle. I think that's what it said.
I think you're right.
All right. And they had nasty, nasty weather.
That they did.
But
and I, you know, of course, I wish I could have gone. I miss it to some degree, but missing shooting and that stuff.
No. But we, everybody said it was nasty, but they still, there were several that did their thing. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I had a couple of them texting, asking, hey, do I have boots there available? If you're coming, can you bring me a size 12?
Yeah. For sure. It was nasty. But we did have some folks make the podium that live in Georgia. Go ahead. Who made the first place podium?
Dude, I got to give it to old LJ, bro.
Man, he has been working. He has been working hard.
Is that his first tournament with the Elite?
He shot Elite 2 years ago too. So it's
This year.
For this year, yeah. Well, he shot the last tournament, the first one.
He did shoot the first one with the Elite too.
I think so. I think it came in just in time.
Either way, he finally got some time behind the bow and goes down there and just flat throws down.
Oh, yeah. He did his thing for sure.
Congratulations, LJ. Well earned, my friend.
Yeah. Had to turn some background music on.
Oh, now I can hear it. I can hear it now.
Yeah.
I can't hear it now. It's coming and going.
Yeah. It's going. It's one of them. It's restarting. Anyway, LJ did his things in known 50, and that's his first win. I mean, he podiumed several times, but that's his first win with the Elite. So that's congratulations there.
For sure.
Johnny Garrett in his crossbow class, finished first overall. That's a good shooting.
Jacob Robinson in the Olympic recurve.
Oh yeah,
comes away with a first place as well.
That's right. And old Clint Smith in the senior known 50.
Senior known 50.
Yes, sir. He finished third last time, and now he's first place. So great job on that. And you recognize that name?
I think I've heard of it before.
That's a Frederick.
Yeah. I think I've heard of it before.
Yeah.
Clayton Frederick in the Youth Open Boys class.
Man, did you see his scores? 30 and 32.
Just nasty, dude.
30 and 32. That's like just unreal. He had an 8 on the last target. He'd been 32 both times. Oh, I was like, "Woo, son!" That is, he threw it down. I saw like, you know, the rain didn't bother you, buddy.
Not at all. Not in the least.
So, second place. Well, if you watch the shoot downs, we all know that Curtis Broadnax made the shoot.
Oh, big time!
Oh, big time! And he went in there and did his thing. I talked to him. He was not, you know, everybody wants to win. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was just so proud of him, shooting and getting to see him there and doing his thing. So,
well, that's the second time.
What?
Shoot his down? Second or third time in the shoot down?
That's a third time shoot down. And
he's won one, and this is the second.
Yep. So,
congratulations, Curtis.
Yep.
And then Mr. David Parson in the super senior known class with a second place finish.
That's right. And Landon Waters in the young adult pins male for his second place. We had a few
third places too.
That's right. Kaylee, I want to say Johnston, but it's Pettifer.
Yeah, me too.
It's Pettifer. You know, she made the shoot down again. I mean, it's almost old hat for her. I hate to say that, but she's one of those, right? It's like if you had to put a bet, you're gonna say, "Hey, I'm gonna."
He's always gonna be in my top five. Always,
100%.
Always.
So she made the cut and finished third overall. So congratulations,
Kaylee. There was a pretty big gap.
Yes, there
from
was.
First to second in that class, was there not?
Yeah, there was. It was not a little bitty jump there. So she did her thing, and they fought back and forth and did it. And you can see that shoot down on Competition Archery Media.
Right there on the tube.
That's right. Let's see.
Another third place finish, Mr. Kristen Noling in the young adult pens female class. Mrs. Kristen,
Same Kristen, yeah. But Kristen Nolan, Nowling, is that?
Nowling?
Yeah.
Nowling?
Anyway, congratulations on your third place finish. And then Conrad Foster in the youth pens boys finished third overall, so that's awesome.
Yep.
So that's the top three, but
bunch of top fives.
Oh my God, that's what I was gonna tell you. That's what I went through there and did top fives and top tens just to figure it out. And I was like, man, you just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 in the top fives. They were just out of the off the podium, you know.
Just off. And I'm sure in a lot of these classes it's 1 point, maybe 1, 12,
for
2 points.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a bonus ring difference, that kind of thing. So we're just going to run through this real fast. So Broadnax, we called him the he's the other midget.
Midget Mafia?
Nope, he's the Mighty Midget.
Mighty Midget, okay. Yep.
Clinton is the midget mafia, and he's the mighty midget.
So, okay.
We get both of those together. He was in the Eagles Open boys. Michael Howell in the men's Open 45. Rebecca Garrett, which is Johnny Garrett's wife, in the crossbow class. Cameron Ford in the known 40. Jonathan Taylor in Open 45. Another Michael Howell in the Open 45. Where, why is it?
You got that twice.
Yep. All right. So now I got all confused. Norif B. Nowling, men's pins 40. Steven Sapp in senior known.
Oh, Steven.
That's right. Jeff
Markram.
Markram in senior known.
Markham.
Uh-huh. Barry Moon and Senior Masters. I just want to be shooting, baby. I ain't gonna lie. Mark Woods in the senior men's. Old Buster Marshall in super senior known. And Luca Freeman in the youth pins boys. And Kaylee Garrett in the youth pins female. So that's top five. That's a whole bunch of folks.
That's a whole bunch of folks.
And then we ended up with, I mean, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15, 16, about 18, 19, 20 in the top 10. I mean, so you figure
Georgia's showing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Georgia's showing out. That's how it looks. That's exactly what I was, I had to print it because my second screen didn't want to work today. So I had to print it. But, congratulations to everybody who made the top 10, top 5, 1, 2, and 3. Congratulations. And, look, congratulations to the ones that didn't quite make it to that spot because you made it through a weekend of a whole lot of nasty rain.
Mm-hmm. And there's a top 10 that I'm gonna pick out and mention.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, notable. Got to give a big shout-out to Miss Tiffany Tanner, her first top 10 in the women's pro class.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying with Tiffany and Stacy. You know, they practice together a lot.
Yeah, see Corey Wright's name there as well in the semi-pro class.
Uh-huh.
Carly Stroud. I mean, just a lot of names that we know. Congratulations to each and every one of y'all.
You know, Blake Garrett, Moses Ming. You know, he came in and shot at your place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bubba Freeman. You know, he had a rough day, but he did his thing. You know, stayed in the top. Sawyer, John Carter Head, Daniel Neal. I mean, there's a
Jonathan Caldwell.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, is Jonathan shooting? I was like, yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
David Hasty,
Walker Scarborough.
That's right. Mark Kesey's in that hunt, you know.
Oh, Kesey.
That's right. Samuel Smith, Charlie Massengale. I mean, that's a whole bunch of folks in that list, man.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Hill.
William Kate. Zach Hill.
Yeah, that's them semi-pro guys. That's you know, that ain't no easy task.
No.
What it is.
No.
Congratulations to every one of you. I am super proud of all of Georgia.
I'm going to go ahead and get the last few, too, being that we got all the other ones. Teresa Noling.
Yep.
Sophia Amadeo.
That's right.
Chase Romy.
Yep.
Romy. And then Reese McIntyre, lot of Georgians in the top 10 that we didn't mention in the top five or top three.
That's
you know,
right. That's just, what I'm saying. These are all in the top 10. So that's just crazy. You know, 3,000, I don't know how many I forgot. I didn't hear the number. It was wet, so I don't know. Sometimes the numbers are a little lower on the wet days, but, you know, people knowing this weather, they just don't show up. But I didn't hear what the number was. But, I mean, if you count this, we're looking at 30-plus Georgians that made top 10, you know, roughly. That's awesome. I mean, Georgia's got it going on.
Way over 30.
I know. It's just a bunch of them. There's no doubt about it. But that's freaking awesome. Rocky Comfort bow hunters held a shoot, but I could not see any score, so I don't know what happened.
I just counted it. 50.
50. 50
Georgians in the top 10.
Top 10. That's awesome.
In their respective classes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is just, you know, that just shows what Georgia's all about, right?
Yeah, I wonder if there's any other state out there that had 50 people in the top 10 in their respective classes out of all the other 49 states.
If you want to go and...
I'm not.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, I try to do my homework and cover up, you know, get Georgians and get folks and do their thing.
I'm just going to be straight with you. I'm not.
But, yeah, so what you got planned for the weekend?
I'm leaving Friday about 3 o'clock, headed south to old Port St. Joe area. Going to do some fishing. Going to do some freshwater fishing on Saturday.
Okay.
And then Sunday and Monday, we're going to be in the big pond doing some fishing.
In the big pond.
In the big pond.
I hope the weather's good for you, buddy.
Dude, I hope so, too, because I don't – very, 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 very – not often. The opposite of often. Do I get to do something like that? So I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
I got to finish my tack set up though. I got to make some time to do it.
Well, I am officially registered for tack on Sunday.
Oh, sweet! What range and what time?
11:30 in the Leopold range.
So we're shooting the Leopold range at 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Yep. So that's where we'll be.
Who you got going?
There's a lot of guys going, but Mark is actually, me and Mark are actually on tee times together. So me and Mark
sweet.
Shoot together. So, but a lot.
Maybe y'all can be there standing around 10 o'clock. Maybe we can all go together.
Well, that's what my hope was, you know, because once you get in the range after 1 o'clock, you can go wherever you want to. I mean, that's the way it reads. Mm-hmm. You know, but it closes on Sunday, so you know. But the reason that's one of the reasons we picked that course, being as late on Sunday as it was, is because that way we knew we could get through it. You know.
Yeah. And like Alicia's going.
Yeah.
Josh Varnado and his wife Katie's going. Their daughter Avery and son Grayson is going.
Yeah.
And then another guy Nick Edwards is going with us, and you know. Every one of those, everyone outside of myself has shot some form of official 3D type of event.
Uh-huh.
They haven't. So, you know, yeah, of course, I'd have loved to have shot one of the tougher ranges, mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to suggest shooting one of those ranges with a bunch of folks that have never done anything like that, you know? Not even an R100, much less a tack event.
Chris and Gabe are going Friday, Saturday, and I think they got the prime course first and the Hoyt course second, and then the Ultra View course next. And,
they're going to be worn out.
Oh, yeah, they got them all. They're planned the whole day. Hunter's got Moody's going. He's got all 3 days. Let's see. Who else is on there? There was a bunch. It's just – I keep adding. Everybody was going and shooting, so – we were all sitting in there, and then James comes in. He's a part-time help. And I was like, hey, did you register? And he's like, what? Because he'd already asked off. He's like, I don't want to work the weekend because I want to go to tack. I was like, have you registered? Oh, my gosh. He went in there, and it was like his number was 3,765,000 was his receipt. And I was like, dude, you ain't going to have much left when you get in. And,
it was crazy how fast that thing was filling up.
Yeah, well, when you posted yours about I hit it and it was 200 and something, well, my email came because I hit it early, right? I hit it when it sent me an email. I had registered 3 days ahead of time to send me an email. So it's,
me too.
Yeah, and it sent that email. I clicked it immediately, went to it, and I was 116. And then you posted 217 or 220, something
yeah,
like that.
So I had everything filled, the blanks filled,
yep.
Name, email address,
that's
phone
right.
number, all that. And the submit button was grayed out.
Grayed out, that's right.
And I was sitting there watching the timer, and as soon as it went to color,
that's right.
And it allowed me to click it, I clicked it.
Yep.
Like that quick.
Yep.
And I was 217 or whatever number I was.
Yeah,
that was wild.
Like that.
So I did my little deal, backed out.
Yep.
Typed in Alicia's, which I didn't even have to type it. I already had everything typed out. I had to do was Control-C, Control-V, Control-C, Control-V, Control-C, Control-V.
Yeah.
And I did it again, and hers was like 579 or something.
I did mine at 168 or whatever it was, 160-something. And then I hollered at Mark. I said, hey, you got to get in. So he got in at 643. That was his number. And I was like, whew, okay. But that was that course didn't fill up as fast anyway. You know, everybody wants to play the big boy course, and that's fine.
Yeah, and Sunday's a smaller day, I'm yeah. sure, for yeah. most of
and so,
them.
And so then when James goes in, and he wanted to do you know, multiple days. He's like, man, there ain't many courses left open. I said, that's because you waited till 1:30 in the afternoon to try to register. I was like, I told you, I'm surprised it had any openings. So,
yeah, you know, yeah, I think Blake was going to go and wound up not being able to get registered in time. So,
yep.
I don't think he's going.
But you know, it's going to be a fun event. And then there's a lot of folks planning on going to the, other. I call it a warm up. I mean, TAC's just bigger known. I mean, don't get me wrong. But there are a lot of folks going to Mountain Archery Fest, but it's just Friday, Saturday. There's no Sunday time in there. So that sort of messes me up, you know?
Yep, me too.
But I've been trying to get in touch with, the CEO and we've actually been emailing back and forth trying to get him. He wants to come on, but his time and our time has just not worked out. And so I may just build a little something, you know, me and him together or whatever, if we can get it in the middle of the day and, push it out, separate just to have that information. But we done talked enough about all of that. Tax just, you see us excited, right?
Yeah, I'm excited, dude. And before we move on, the last little bit about Tax.
Yep.
Nick Edwards and I have come together with Raising Arrows instead of, I had Chasing It Outdoors and he had started Raising Arrows Hunts, which is tied in with a nonprofit. Which is what his mom does. It's from, I don't know all the details, but they got a nonprofit program where they get meat donated, like deer meat donated. And it's to feed hungry kids, essentially.
Uh-huh.
Well, Nick had asked me several times about, coming on with him at Raising Arrows, and his editing skills are far better than mine. He's got, we got the same equipment.
Okay.
So now we've doubled our equipment and got a better editor, and he's a great dude. So I'm fortunate to be a part of Raising Arrows with him. And we're going to make a Raising Arrows TAC video for YouTube on that Sunday on our range. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome. That is freaking cool.
Yeah, we got a bunch of shirts being made that everybody in our group's going to be wearing the Raising Arrow shirts. So, yeah, we're really stoked about it.
That's the cool part about I got to fix something right quick. How that is.
You're getting close to the screen, man.
Yeah, I know. I got close to hold on 1 second. There it is. Oh.
It keeps coming and going, that background music you got going on.
No, it's on repeat. So it only plays for like 2 minutes and then it repeats itself. It's just something to play.
Well, who's shooting this weekend?
That's
I guess
right.
Probably where we should get into.
That's where we should get into. Well, Saturday, Outback Archery and Range and Thompson is shooting.
Oh, Olin Price. Oh,
that's right. Olin, I messaged him. I said, hey, you're still on, right? He said, yep. And then the first 3D of the year for S3DA, first regional, and Dewey Rose at Disciple Archery. So those are the two events that's on the schedule, that I have. And then, of course, Easter is Sunday.
Sunday.
So most folks don't shoot on Easter, So there's
that would not be the best date to choose, I would not think.
I know a lot of folks who shot on Saturday. Matter of fact, I remember going to Hillsman's and shooting a Hillsman shoot on Saturday before Easter, and he put Easter eggs dangling from the dern all the way down the lanes and in front of the targets. It was, just little, different plastic eggs, And then he'd get to the last one, and he had one out there long range, and he said, if you hit the egg, you win or something, get 14 points or something like that.
I miss those days those guys.
Man, it was a good day. Man, we had a good time. There's no doubt about it. But, yeah, so that's what's going on. You got any kids coming up to shoot 3D yet? You got them talking how to do it?
None of our kids are coming to that one, but they will be at the next one. All of our kids are still really green, still got a lot to learn. They're practicing. Hey, how's working on trying to finalize site tapes and making sure that they understand to set the site and make sure they set the site and double check that they set the site.
That's right. And then it's in the right number.
And it's the right number. Yep. You know, where to aim, when to be aggressive, when not to be aggressive. So,
what are you using to make site tapes, Robert?
Archer's Advantage, but I've got some of those colored tapes too I ordered from Lancaster.
Oh man, that's what I was going to tell you. Some of that colored tape is pretty cool. Gunstar, I think.
Gunstars, yeah.
So I'll tell you, I talked to Danny, he uses that tape, and he said that instead of going 32, he says green 2. Because 30,
as a way to know what number to go to.
Yep, okay. So he's automatically, if it's in the 20s, then it's white. If it's in the 30s, it's green. If it's in the 40s, it's orange, I think.
That's a good way to do it.
And so he's done learned that if it's in the 40, he doesn't say 43. Because how many times we mess at our site by 10 yards?
Oh, more times than I care to admit to.
So now he just goes yellow 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or 12. So when he looks at his sight tape, his eyes go straight to the color first, and then he just sets it to the 1, 2, 3 or 5.
There you go. Don't get me wrong, I love old Danny B to death. That's my boy. Yeah. May not talk as much as we used to, but that's still my dog.
Yeah.
Boy will miss set a sight in a heartbeat.
Yep, yeah, but that's what he said. That was the best thing he'd ever did was to set himself.
There was far too many times that he should have.
Oh, yeah.
Finished much, much higher than he did, but one target cost him.
But I tell you, that's the funny thing about it. It's like what he said made a lot of sense.
Oh, it does.
And when these new kids, I mean, it's a perfect way. They don't know no different, right? You could teach them that, and oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a valid point. So, that's a valid point.
A little tidbit of information right there. So,
coming from the old Jedi himself. That's your mini midget there now.
He shot this past weekend in the rain. He sure did. He went back out. He's come out of retirement again.
Yeah. So, cool.
But anyway, that's what that is. How's your 4-H practice going? I was helped at 4-H practice tonight. They needed some help because it's outdoor season, and that means a whole lot of sight changing. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. We needed to practice outside yesterday, but we didn't because of the rain. But we did last week.
Yep.
I didn't get to make it because we don't practice at the same place, exactly, and it's about a 20-minute drive. And by the time I got out of there and would have driven the 15, 20 minutes over,
you'd have been halfway through or more.
So I didn't get to make it, but the other coaches did, and they said it went really well. The kids shot really good last night in the range.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them are coming to shoot lead tomorrow. So, I mean, they're making some progress. I mean, it's tough to compare our kids to, a lot of the others. Cause
you don't need to compare.
It's just so much smaller here, and it's still so fresh to some degree.
You just got to compare to their last numbers. That's all you can
do. And that's what we're working on, and that's what I continuously tell them. You know, you're competing against yourself and your last score.
100%.
Focus on the execution and the shot, and the numbers will come.
That's a fact.
And we're growing. I mean, it's been really, really fun to watch and to see. As a matter of fact, the local newspaper coming today, they want to do an article for the store in two different aspects. We've got a critter tournament going on, which I'm going to kind of stay away from because some are in favor of and some are not. I don't want to get into all that. But the others,
I saw the discussions.
He wants to do an article on it. And so he's going to do that with the guys that are putting that critter tournament on.
Yep.
And then he's going to do an article on the archery side and the range. And so we're going to do that next Tuesday at 2:00, I believe.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I plan to make sure that I mentioned about the SDA and the 4-H programs the growth in youth archery in our area has grown tremendously over the last 3 years. I mean, now Mr. Todd and his wife have since retired, so there's not a Terrell County program.
That's right.
Which was a big program and a good program in the area.
Yeah, they grew it from nothing.
They grew it from nothing. Now they have since retired.
Yep.
And some of those kids have moved their way over. Some went maybe to other counties, I guess, potentially. But, you know, it'll just continue to grow. I mean, we started out with, I think, 7 kids, and we're at 17 in our third year.
That's awesome.
Very similar to Walton County's program when we started it, what, 7 years ago now.
Yep. That's crazy how time flies, doesn't it, buddy?
Whew, you're telling me.
But, yeah. I think everybody's going to, you know, have a good time. I think that the kids are doing their thing. I'm thrilled to be able to go outside and shoot some 3D. I'm not going
to. I've been shooting mine a little bit, playing with these kids and, you know, maybe secretly practicing here at the house a little bit. Not so much this last week. One, rain, too. We had a lot going on. But
I got to pull the other bow back out.
I may be flinging some airs. I got some airs built for tack.
That's what I'm saying. I know what air I'm going to shoot for tack, but I may go. Might have to build some more.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some built. I'm going to shoot a couple of different airs, play with some different setups. You know, I got to build a sight tape. So I got 2 airs that are pretty close in weight, and then I got one that's a little lighter. And my side, I can't run multiple tapes.
Both sides, that's right.
Yeah, I can't run. Well, I'm running the spot hog, and there's not an option to run both sides. I'll spend some time and get it figured out, find out where that lighter air is going to hit at this number versus that number. But our range is, 60 yard max? I'm not concerned. I mean, I can make that happen.
Yeah, I just got to get my hunting bow back out, dust it off, get some practice behind it. But at this point in time, my 3D bow is 70 pounds also. So it's not going to be as,
Mine's set on 67 and my hunting bow's on 71. Yeah. So it's not going to be a big change. Yeah. So that, you know, the execution hopefully will still be fairly decent. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I have worked on when I have shot was, you know, trying to make sure that I'm firing good shots. They land wherever they land, but just making sure that the execution is as good as I can make it with the limited amount of time that I've shot.
That's what archers are supposed to do. So
that's kind of been my focus. I got me a new 3D target here at the house, and
that's good.
I mean, I've shot probably 50 airs in it, and I hit the 12 a time or two. So
well, that's awesome. Well, I look like we covered everything. I hope everybody has a happy Easter and a good weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be nice. So I wish everybody the best this weekend. If you want to send us a message or contact us, you can email me at georgiaarchery@gmail.com. You can always find us on Facebook, Instagram.
Twitter, whatever it is.
There you go.
I think you got the Snapchats going again, you got TikTok going.
TikTok's going. That's right. So you can find us most anywhere. This podcast goes live on I found it in places I just didn't know it was there. It's almost on every podcast app.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't on there, send me a message so we can get it to get there, so you can get to your favorite podcast app. I know it's on all the major ones. So, and if you do want to know more about us, you can find us www.georgiaarchery.com, and there is a place with a calendar that all this information that we talk about is on that calendar. And so if you don't see your dates on that calendar, or you want your dates on that calendar, send us a message and we can get it updated.
Mm-hmm. So make it happen, Captain.
That's right. Always a pleasure, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
And I guess until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you. Oh, my goodness.